a huge fan of yours, too. I mean, I'm obsessed with me and you.
Oh, this is going to be exciting.
I love it when you correct me when I'm talking about something different.
I know, but I just said that what it actually was.
I know. I was
telling you what it was.
I was talking about something completely different. How long till Thursday?
2 days.
And then you're out of here.
You're going to miss me.
Yeah, like a venereal disease. That was a good one, wasn't it?
So rude.
It was a lot of fun getting you. But
I think you should stop right now. You should stop.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight.
Last day.
It is my last day.
You're allowed to cry today.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay. I might.
But not till 9 o'clock. Not till after 9.
So far, I've been doing pretty good. Last night, it really, sunk in. I was making my coffee, because I get it ready the night before.
This is the last time I have to get my coffee ready the night before.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, and then I was a little happy because I was like, I don't have to get up at 4:30 a.m. after today.
Or come to work at 5:38.
Yeah, 5:38, about that. I was early today.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, I was here at 5:32.
It was 5:34.
That was early.
For you, yeah.
Yeah.
I even, yesterday.
Yesterday you told me I could be here at 5:40.
As a social experiment, I told her yesterday, you know what, tomorrow it's your last day. You don't have to be here till 5:40. Wondering if you would show up at 5:50 because you're always 10 minutes late.
Five.
No,
it's usually five.
No, she was early, according to what I said, so. Anyway, okay, we got crappy karaoke coming up this morning.
Yeah.
For your last time.
Mm-hmm. It's crapalicious.
And we haven't done one since.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute or two.
Yeah. I was having a little bit of writer's block.
And I was waiting for you to get mad at me for wanting to do it today.
Oh, I was mad at you.
Well, no, I know, but even more mad. Like, we're like, like, whenever we were going to do it, you would whine.
It's not that I don't like performing it. It's that I don't like writing them.
No, it takes time.
Only if...
But I told you on Monday.
I know. It's when I actually have, something pops in my head, and then I want to write one. Like, if I already have an idea.
But once we got out of the habit of doing them every week, we quit looking for things.
Yeah.
And so then, and we didn't want to write them. So we quit looking for ideas.
I know. So then I had no ideas at all.
Yeah.
I had an idea of what I wanted to write the song about, but I didn't know what song to write it to. But you
sometimes that's the hardest thing.
Yeah. You gave me a good idea yesterday. I think it worked. So we'll see.
For the song.
For the song.
To use. Yeah. I was in kind of the same boat, and I thought I found a perfect one, but I was like, yeah, I don't know that song well enough. And it was a girl singer, and I didn't want to do it.
Well, that's the other hard part is that I sing more alto, so I usually have to sing a guy song.
And so does Rob Thomas, so there you go.
That's true.
Okay, so, by the way, I just saw for the first time that video of the kid from Lincoln hitting that half-court shot the other night. And was it Districts, I think?
I think it's Districts. That was unbelievable.
It was pretty cool. Steals it at the last second in a tie game.
So cool.
And there's almost no time left, so he ends up heaving it up from just shy of half court,
he just tosses it.
Just wings it up.
And it goes in.
Ball right game.
As the buzzer is going. It was pretty amazing.
This is basketball is a sport I don't love in and of itself, but I love there's always so much drama in these district and region tournament games.
Definitely, yeah.
And then, honestly, the state tournament is a little bit of a letdown.
It can be sometimes.
You know? Yeah. I mean, the best games are always in districts and regions.
Because they're trying so hard to get there.
And
they get there and they're like, whatever, we're here.
Well,
we made it.
Like, my senior year in high school, I did not play basketball, obviously. You're running up and down a court all night? Are you kidding me?
That's why I was a cheerleader.
Yeah. It's like soccer. I don't dislike soccer because I don't like the sport. I dislike it because who the hell wants to run around that much? It's exhausting.
Exactly.
Anyway, my senior year, we were good, like really good for the first time in a long time. We were always okay, but Lennox was in our district.
Mm,
and Lennox in the 90s was awesome. And my senior year, we caught them on a little bit of a down year. They weren't dominant, and we were pretty good, and we kicked their butt every time that year. But we also ended up playing Vermillion three times. Killed them the first time. Second time was a little closer. Third time was the region championship to go to
state,
which we had not been to. This is 95. Last time we were at the state tournament was 1986.
Oh, wow.
So it had been a while.
Jeez.
And my next door neighbor, he gets everybody to clear out the lane. He drives the lane, pump fakes, goes up, drops it at the buzzer.
Wow.
And we didn't even give the refs a chance to say it counted or anything. We just rushed the floor. I ended up on the bottom of the pile.
That's fun.
It was awesome. Yeah, it was so cool.
That's so fun.
Now you'd probably get, you know, a week of suspension for, you know, rushing the court in excitement because school districts are so psychotic about kids having fun.
That is like the feeling, though, even if you're not playing.
Oh, I know.
For your team to win like that is just so exciting.
And that's the other thing, too.
Just gets going. And
when it's your town.
Yeah.
It's so cool because, like I said, it was my next door neighbor. I grew up with him. I'd known him since I was 4 years old. And he hit the game winning shot. And, you know, and they're all my buddies.
Right.
You know, for the most part.
Yeah. You know, even now, even though I don't even know if I know any of the kids right now, and I know probably a couple, and Parker, I still get excited when Parker does well. It's just like your hometown thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it fades if you don't live there after, because it's not as big a deal to me anymore.
And see, I feel like I should be cheering on Lennox right now because the girls go to Lennox.
Right. Right.
But I have a hard time with that.
Which is exactly why my wife and I will never live in the Harrisburg School District.
You can't cheer on Harrisburg?
There's no way in hell. I can't do it. There's no way. It's like a Viking fan rooting for the Packers.
It's just weird, isn't it?
I could not root for Harrisburg ever.
It's so hard. Like if Quincy does get involved in schools with playing sports and stuff, I will cross over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, because it's your kid's team.
It's my kid's team.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm still a pheasant.
But I just, that rivalry from high school, it still sticks in my brain. And I see maroon and I get angry.
Okay. Did you take your pill today?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't want you to get
all
ragey.
Which is why I'm not throwing stuff.
Let's not talk about Harrisburg anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Harrisburg, much love to you. Andy just has an issue from high school.
It's an old, deep-seated issue.
That has nothing to do with anybody now.
That's there now.
At all.
And no, I don't throw any extra flags when I end up reffing a Harrisburg game.
Okay. Okay.
Although, if anything gets held.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Anyway, so... speaking of high school sports, this is really psychotic. And this has to do more so with crazy parents than anything.
Oh, boy.
There's always the parent who's like, well, if my kid's not going to play, then the coach is an idiot. Why isn't my kid playing? Because he's going to play in the NBA someday.
Because your kid sucks?
He may only be 5 feet tall, but he's going to play in the NBA someday.
There are some short NBA players.
Not many under 6 foot.
I know, but I'm saying there are some.
Very few have played in the association without being at least 6 feet tall. Anyway, a guy by the name of Mike Hvizdo.
Mike H.
Yeah. Coach Mike was the basketball coach at Weston High School in Weston, Connecticut, and one parent hated him because he wasn't giving his son enough playing time. So the parent handled it in a very 21st century way, hired a private investigator to dig up dirt on the coach.
What?
To get him fired.
No.
And it worked.
What?
The private investigator found that Mike had appeared in a 9-minute short film called Forbidden Fruit back in 2003.
Okay.
Had a sexual theme, lots of R-rated language, but no nudity.
Okay.
The school felt it was enough to fire Mike.
That's enough? What?
And they did. No word if the parent's kid has gotten any more playing time from the new coach, but...
Now everybody's going to hate that kid.
I would be so embarrassed if I was that kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I would quit and, you know, open and roll to a different school.
Everybody's going to hate that kid.
Well, it's not the kid's fault, though. I'd feel bad for the kid.
I know it's not the kid's fault, but it doesn't matter.
Unless he's participating in the whining.
Well, he might be. But I mean, seriously, for a parent to do that and then to get out, like how everybody crazy. Knows that that's why he got fired because of that kid's parent. Oh, my gosh. Seriously, the teasing and stuff, that's just not. Wow.
If your kids wow. play sports, I'm going to give you a little tip right now, parents. Your kid is not going to be in the NBA, Major League Baseball, or NFL.
Well, the likelihood is pretty small.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're just not.
No.
We've had some if they from overachieve, South Dakota.
Oh, I know. How many?
I don't know.
I can count them on
Mike
my hands.
Miller.
Yeah, because we've got a lot of 6'8 shooting guards running around the state.
Well, that's true. It's not like we have super tall boys around here, except for the ones I saw in Deadwood.
Okay, and then we've got...
For basketball? Are we just talking about basketball?
Any sport.
Oh. Isn't there some football
Okay, Mark
ones?
Ellis, baseball. Dusty Coleman's in the A's minor league system. There's three.
Isn't there Brock Lesnar?
No, he's WWE. He's never actually been a professional athlete. He was an Olympic wrestler.
That's not professional.
Professional entertainer.
Okay, well,
okay, whatever.
I think he should count him.
He's not in a major league sport.
I think he should be counted.
He tried out for the Vikings and didn't make it.
Okay. Don't we have some, though, other big football players? Don't we have some of them?
Adam Vinatieri. He's a kicker.
So?
Kind of a football player.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. I bet you can't
do that.
No, I'm
drawing a blank. Oh, Chad Greenway.
Yeah. I was going to say there. I knew there were some.
I'm not saying it's impossible.
No.
I'm not saying it's impossible, but...
The likelihood is small.
Off the top of my head, I only thought of five active major sports athletes from South Dakota. Odds are your kid's not going to be a pro. Calm it down when it comes to their playing time and the coach.
Unless they have a chance to get a scholarship. Like if they're pretty good.
But if they're pretty good, they're going to be playing.
Yeah, that's true.
That's really what it comes down to.
That's true.
If they're good, they'll play.
Yeah.
I mean, unless their attitude sucks, then they might not play.
I mean, it's not like the coach is not watching them and knowing who should play and who shouldn't.
It's not.
You need to let the coach do their job.
And odds are, unless you are actually a coach or former coach, and I don't mean a youth coach because there's lots of youth coaches who think they know what they're doing and they don't have a clue. Just calm it down.
Calm it down.
Yeah.
That's our PSA for today.
Calm it down.
Parents, calm it down.
So, let's see. We got Krabby Karaoke at 7:40. We got Sneaky's Chicken to give away again.
Yep.
Okay. We'll do that. That's all coming up. News is next. Hang on.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 6:20. Up to 29 today. It is, what did I say? It was 18 right now? 19 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mal, is...
There are people on Facebook who don't realize the difference between what's on your mind or I should talk to a therapist about this.
Yeah.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is February 28th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not because Carolina Kirkova is 29 today. She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Mm.
Jason Aldean is 36. He sings the country and western. Allie Larder is 37 today.
I think it's more country.
She was in Final Destination, Resident Evil, and wore a whipped cream bikini in Varsity Blues.
Oh, that one. Okay.
That's her. Pat Monahan is 44 today. You know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Lead singer of Train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So tell me.
Gilbert Gottfried is 58 today.
He's the comedian who talks like this all the time.
Would that hurt your throat?
Affleck.
He was.
He was, until he got fired for making a joke about the Japanese earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Peters is 65 today. Bubba Smith would have been 68, passed away in 2011. NFL legend and Moses Hightower in the Police Academy movies.
Loved him.
1849, gold rushers arrived in San Francisco, thus the name San Francisco 49ers.
Mm.
1954, this would get a political talk show going. 50 people opposed to slavery met at a schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin. And formed what went on to become the Republican Party. Yeah, because they were opposed to slavery and the Democrats are in favor of it. Because it's 200 years ago or 159 years ago. Yeah. Well, that's political talk shows.
Okay.
You know. I'm not saying I agree with that. I'm just saying that's the kind of ammunition they use.
Oh, I don't watch.
Far-fetched and reaching.
Those shows.
1979, Mr. Ed died.
That's so sad.
Oh, why the long face?
How long were you waiting for that?
Oh, the whole time. I had that written down right next to it.
You knew I was going to say that, so sad.
I knew you would say, aw, or something like that. 1983, at the end of its 11th season, the final episode of MASH aired on CBS. Of course, it was not nearly as good as the movie, but it was watched by 125 million people.
Wow.
1986, tragedy struck when Wham announced they were breaking up. Okay, maybe I overstated that a little bit. 1989, Coach first debuted on ABC. Had a pretty good run of 8 seasons.
I liked that show.
I did too. 1993, the standoff in Waco, Texas between David Koresh and his followers began. And in 2012, the remains of a 5-foot-tall prehistoric penguin were identified by scientists in New Zealand. Eat it, Mr. Popper. But today is the greatest day I've ever known.
Because I'm leaving?
No. Because on this day, in 1984... Michael Jackson won a record 8 Grammys.
Wow.
For his Thriller album. Of course, this being on that album and the greatest Michael Jackson song of all time.
Disagree.
No, this is the best
Disagree.
One.
Disagree.
Totally the best one.
Disagree.
What do you think it is?
It's a tie between Bad and Beat It.
No, definitely not Bad.
I like that one.
I'll listen to an argument about Beat It. I'm not going to hear anything about Bad. Not that good.
All right. She was more like Beauty Queen from a movie scene. I said, don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. I feel like doing the moonwalk.
How awesome is this song?
It's amazing. I love it.
See, I told you. Best Michael Jackson song ever.
But it's not
ever.
The best.
Yes, it is.
No.
Jackson won 8 Grammys on this day in 1984.
Now can you play Thriller?
You know, that was the best video, but not the best song.
I know, but it's
not even close to the best song.
But it's so good, though, too. The video is amazing.
The video is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's still fun to watch.
It is.
Yeah, but I don't know. If an emo punk band did a better job of your song than you did, I don't want to play that one for Today's the Greatest.
Which one?
Beat It.
Oh,
Fall Out Boys Beat It. I love.
You like that one better?
Love it better than Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
It rocks hard.
I'm still a fan of the classic Michael Jackson one.
Anyway, Michael Jackson won 8 Grammys this day, 1984. That's why today, February 28th, is Dirt.
Is Steven Tyler dating Clint Eastwood's 19-year-old daughter? I've got that story coming up in the Dirt.
Nikki.
Hot 104.6. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 640. Mel's last day today.
It is my last day.
29 today, a little cloudy. And, yeah. So, did you do your taxes yet?
I did.
We still haven't done ours yet.
You haven't?
No.
Okay. Why?
I don't know. We're busy. 3 kids, 2 in diapers.
Okay. Just asking why. No, I did mine. It was very easy this year. Like the years previous, because there was other stuff going on, it wasn't so easy. So I'd have an accountant do it. But I did it this year online, and It was very easy. I couldn't believe it.
Well, then that probably means you're one of 21 and you're the one in 1 in 25 Americans that are cheating on their taxes.
Why would that be? Why would I be cheating?
Maybe you accidentally did it. I don't know.
I don't think that I cheated.
The IRS just released the results of their annual survey on Americans and their attitude toward taxes. And 4% of people said they believe it's cool to cheat as much as possible on your taxes.
What?
That's just 1 in 25.
Okay.
Just cheating like crazy.
I don't even know how to cheat on my taxes.
On a more positive note, 87% of people say it's totally unacceptable to cheat on your taxes at all.
I agree. It's not acceptable.
I only think it's unacceptable because I am scared to death of getting caught.
Right?
That's mainly why I find it.
Who wants to piss off the IRS?
Yeah, they make your life a living hell.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
86% of people say they believe they should do their taxes honestly because of their personal integrity.
Agreed.
Only 40% say they're motivated to be honest by the chance of an audit. Well, throw me in that 40%. I'm not even probably a high risk for an audit anyway. I mean, we don't own a business. We don't write off a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, you're not a server.
Yeah. Servers The thing is, though, if so long as they're just lying about the cash,
yeah,
they can't prove it.
But they're pretty likely, though, to be.
Oh, yeah. They're definitely more likely than a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
There's no way I don't think I could cheat on mine. Like, I don't even know what I could try to cheat on.
I mean, you could, like, lie about some medical expenses to write off. Or
maybe, but don't they have to be pretty significant in order to write them off?
Well, no, you can write off up to a certain amount.
Yeah, but I didn't
like, we'll smoke that limit again this year with.
Well, you guys had a kid and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. See, I mean, I had nothing significant at all for me to write off, just normal going to the doctor stuff with the kid.
And if, like, it's little, it won't add up to a whole lot.
It's not enough. And I think there's, like, a certain, I don't know, there's too many tax things, but I think it's a certain money amount. And I didn't even come close to that. I mean, there's just nothing I could possibly cheat on with mine. Mine's pretty cut and dry.
Max on the phone, and he has something about today is the greatest day. How's it going, Mac?
Good, sir. You forgot a major celebrity birthday today.
Who?
Mario Andretti.
Oh, I didn't forget him. I crossed him off the list.
Oh, sure.
I didn't think there were a lot of open-wheel racing fans that listen to our show.
Well, I know that because it's my birthday today, and I was always a fan of Mario Andretti.
Oh. You didn't associate your birthday with Pat Monahan from Train?
No. Oh. I associated my birthday with Big Bubba.
Bubba Smith?
Yeah.
You know who has...
Or you associate your birthday with Michael Jackson.
No. He won a Grammy. It's not his birthday.
Well, I know, but still.
You know what? You know who has the same birthday as me? Most famous person I can think of that has the same birthday as me is Dakota Fanning.
Mm. I don't remember mine now.
I wouldn't be proud of that.
No, but I do remember
what pretty cool, though.
What the number one song was when you were born.
Oh, yeah. What was it again? It's really bad.
It's horrible.
It's like really, 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 really bad.
Let me find it.
Isn't it Olivia Newton-John?
Nope, it was way worse than that.
Oh.
It was way worse.
Who was it again? Oh, yeah.
Debbie Boone. Light up
my life. Yeah. I just threw up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I burped a little in my mouth, too.
Yeah. I'm with you there, Mac. Thanks for the call.
All right. Yep.
Bye. As bad as yours was, mine was worse and better at the same time.
I think yours is better.
Yeah. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche. Yeah. Manfred Mann was number one when I was born.
Even though that's not the actual word, it sure does sound like it.
Revved up like a deuce.
Yeah, which is stupid anyway.
Anyway. 6 things you should not say to a woman with big breasts. That hard-hitting news is next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:53, up to 29 today, 19 right now. We've got crappy karaoke for the first time in about a decade.
6 months or
at
so.
7:40.
The same thing.
Yeah, potato, potato. Okay, so from the Huffington Post, 6 things you should never say to a woman who is blessed in the chest.
Ah, okay. So don't say these things to your wife.
I think some of them are okay for me to say to my wife.
Okay.
But to someone who's not your wife, probably not.
Okay, gotcha.
Do you have back pain? My wife is going to the chiro this morning.
That is rude.
And Jackie started crying last night because she wanted to go to the chiropractor too.
Aw.
She was tired, didn't get a nap yesterday.
Yeah.
She's like, what's the chiropractor? And she actually said it perfect too.
Wow.
And so Crystal explains it. Can I go? Well, does your neck hurt? And she grabs her throat. Yeah, my neck's a little hurty. You look like Christina Hendricks or Marilyn Monroe or Dolly Parton. Basically, don't compare any woman to a famous woman with
a big large boobs. Big boobs.
Have you ever thought of getting a reduction?
Oh, that's just rude.
Now, that would be one that would be okay for me to say to my wife.
Maybe. Yeah.
You know, after the question, do you have back pain? You know.
Yeah.
Number three, guys must love them. Probably not one I would say to my wife. Number two, I'm so jealous.
Why? What's wrong with that one?
That one would be coming from women.
Yeah. What's wrong with that one?
And very strange men. Yeah. Probably. And the number one thing you should never say to a woman who's blessed in the chest? Don't complain. Women pay for those.
They do.
Yeah. Okay. I'll never, ever, 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 ever say anything like that. Ever. Ever, ever.
And now you know.
Yeah. Phil's on the phone. How are you, Phil?
Just wanted to tell Mel she is going to be dearly missed.
Aw, thank you.
She has the best laugh. On the radio.
Thank you so much.
Isn't that funny considering how many people
hated your laugh
when you started?
Yeah.
I can about imagine the type of person you are, Mel, with that laugh. I would love to meet you in person. You would be a blast.
Thank you.
You're going to be dearly missed, sweetheart. I listened because of you.
Aw, thank you. Not because of you, Phil. Andy.
Hey. You did awesome with the Michael Jackson thing. I agree. Beat it.
Is the best song on that album and his best song of all time.
Awesome.
Yeah. All right.
That's all I wanted to do is you're going to be dearly missed, Mel.
Thank you so much.
And I'm sorry you won't listen ever again after today, Phil.
Oh, no. I'll still listen.
Oh, okay, good.
You got to learn her laugh.
Yeah, okay. You got to learn maybe you should record my laugh so you can play it after you make a joke.
Either that or don't talk into that thing like you did the other day. Your voice sounds awesome without it.
That's why you don't unplug the box. Thanks for the call,
all
Phil.
Right, you guys have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm never unplugging that box again.
Yeah, please don't.
No. It's 656 Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.